A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's Daf, Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, Brachas 11a, pagination page 21. We begin from the last three lines on the page with the new Mishnah. B'shachar in the morning, Mevorach Shtayim Lefaneha, we recite two Brachas before Shema, V'achas La'achareha, and one Bracha after Shema. Namely, Yotzer Or and Ahava Rabba before Shema, and the Bracha of Goal Yisrael after Shema. Uvo Erev, and in the evening, Mivorech Shtayim Lefaneha, there are two Brachas before Shema, Ma'ariv Arovim and Ahavas Olam, Ushtayim La'achareha, and two Brachas after Shema, Goal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. Achas Arucha Va'achas Kitzara. One is a long bracha, one is a short bracha. Let's turn over to the second side of the Amud, where the Gemara elaborates on the bracha of Ahava Rabba, which is quite linked to Shema in a most direct way, because Shema is a form of Torah and a description of how we're supposed to listen to Hashem's mitzvahs, v'shinantam levanecha, and even teach them to your children. So the Gemara on Amud Beis, about 23 lines from the top, begins with Aleph Reish, for Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hishkim Lashanos Ad Shelo Kara Kriya Shema. If a person learns Torah before he said Shema, meaning the structure of Shema with brachas before, if you were learning Torah before that, Sarach Levarach, you would have to recite Birchas HaTorah. Misha Kara Kriya Shema, once you recited Shema, and it's understood that that means including the brachas that precede Shema, Ein Sarach Levarach. You do not have to recite Birchas HaTorah, Shekvar Niftar Ba'ahava Rabba, because you already fulfilled your requirement of Birchas HaTorah because of Ahava Rabba. Ahava Rabba can qualify as a Birchas HaTorah. So let's back up over here and appreciate what's going on. There is a requirement to recite Birchas HaTorah before we start learning Torah. That requirement rejuvenates itself each day, and in the beginning of the day, once again, we have to recite Birchas HaTorah before we start learning. It is a sense of tefillah that the learning should be successful, it should bond us with Hashem, it should be truthful, we should come to the right conclusions, and it also emphasizes that learning Torah is a mitzvah and requires a bracha before it, no different than any other mitzvah, like eating matzah, putting up a mezuzah. There's a requirement to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah, recognizing that learning Torah in and of itself is a mitzvah. It's not just an exchange of knowledge as to how to do other mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara is telling us that Ahava Rabba, that bracha, which discusses the love of Hashem in giving us Torah and asking for success in learning, could qualify as Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, if you want to learn after Shema with its brachas, and you did not yet recite conventional Birchas HaTorah, our Gemara says you do not have to recite conventional Birchas HaTorah, because Ahava Rabba will qualify. Tosfos, in the second Tosfos, tells us from the Yerushalmi, for hu shashana al aser, provided that you learn Torah immediately after Shemona Esra, your earliest possible convenience, you have to start learning Torah. It's not enough that you recited Birchas Ahava Rabba as a Birchas HaTorah. You have to actually learn Torah later on, at your earliest moment, which would mean right after Shmona Esrei. This is in fact brought lahalacha, that if a person forgot to say Birchas HaTorah before davening, and he proceeded with Birchas Kriyashma, he said Ava Rabba, so then he's in a bind as to whether that Ava Rabba is going to fulfill his obligation or not regarding Birchas HaTorah, and we would say that he should learn right after Shmona Esrei, the earliest possible time, and use Ava Rabba as his Birchas HaTorah. There's an interesting question based on the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says that if a person says Shema every day, at least he wasn't over on Lo Yomush HaTorah Hazemi Picha. He's not divorced from Torah. He has some level of Torah. So the question would be, why wouldn't Shema qualify in and of itself as learning after Ahava Rabbah? By definition, you recite Ahava Rabbah and you say Shema, and that's in fact how the Gemara presented it. It said, didn't even mention Ahava Rabbah. It mentioned that you said Shema with the understanding that Ahava Rabbah preceded it. So you certainly said Shema. Why wouldn't Shema qualify as the Torah learning? And there are different approaches here. One approach is that he's saying Shema to do the mitzvah of Shema. He wasn't doing it for Torah, and therefore he's not making clear that Ava Rabba is intended as a Birchas HaTorah. Another approach might be that Shema, if you just recite it for the mitzvah, you're Yotze Lo Yomush HaTorah. You're not divorced from Torah, but you did not yet do Limud HaTorah. And this Ava Rabba, to make it effective, requires that you learn Torah afterwards and make it clear that you're using it as a Birchas HaTorah. There's a very interesting question here in Taisvis and other Mefarshim as to why, if a person recites Birchas HaTorah in the morning and learns the way we do, Yivarechecha Elu Devarim, certainly the Birchas HaTorah is good, but what's interesting is that when you come back to learning later in the afternoon, by lunch break, whenever, you do not recite a new Birchas HaTorah, which is something that needs comment, because if you would leave your sukkah, for example, and you come back, you would recite a new Bracha Leishiv Basukkah. Why is Torah different? And Taisvis answers, it's the middle of this Taisvis, Shaini Torah She'ena Meyayish Daito. A person never gives up from studying Torah. He's always hoping maybe the opportunity will arise, and therefore his mind is always on it. Because a person is always obligated to study Torah, and therefore your mind is never truly off learning Torah, and therefore it does not require a new bracha. Let's skip down a few lines in the Gemara. The first word on the line is Pirkin, and then there's a period. And then we'll quickly go through Mai Mivorech, what is the regular conventional Birchas HaTorah, if we're not using this approach of Ava Rabba or whatever. We're using regular Birchas HaTorah. What indeed is Birchas HaTorah? Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Asher Kedishar B'Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu, La'asok B'Divrei Sora, to toil in Torah, V'Rav Yechanan Mesayim Ba, and Rav Yechanan continues that bracha and says, Ha'arev no Hashem Alokeinu, may Hashem make the Torah sweet to us, and indeed this is considered the same bracha. We do not recite Amen after La'asok B'divrei Sora. This is Mesayim Ba. He's completing the bracha. It's one long bracha. Esdivrei Sorascha B'finu V'fias Amcha Beis Yisrael, in our mouth, in the mouth of Klal Yisrael, V'ni'anachna V'tzetzo'enu, we and our descendants, V'tzetzoy Amcha Beis Yisrael, and the descendants of all of Klal Yisrael, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha Ve'oskei Torasecha, should know Torah, should toil in Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem Amalamed Torah L'Am Yisrael. Hashem is the teacher of Torah to Klal Yisrael. For Rav Hamnuna Omar, and Rav Hamnuna said a different bracha, and we indeed do both. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'nasan Lanu Es Toraso. He chose us from all the nations, gave us the Torah. Baruch Atah Hashem Nosein HaTorah. Blessed is Hashem, the giver of Torah. One final comment, the Avnei Nezer, I believe it is, comments on the concept of Torah Lishma, Torah for its sake alone. Some people have the erroneous impression that toiling in Torah is supposed to be painful in some way. It sounds like toil, exertion. And the Mefarshim say that on the contrary, even though it is exertion, but it's exertion for something that we love, a person's supposed to acquire a relationship with Torah. And just as in Ahava Rabba it says that Hashem chose us be'ahava with love, so too when we study the Torah, it should be with love, and that would be the true expression of Torah Lishma, to study Torah out of love for its sake alone, to truly appreciate the beauty of Torah and the gift and the role that it plays in our lives. Yeshikoach for joining. Have a wonderful day.